Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick and JP. We got Pete Futek coming up at 5:40. I apparently started that with some sort of a Scottish accent. A little NFL news to pass along. Frank Ragnow unretiring to be the Lions center once again. That's a pretty significant move for a Lions offense that has been up and down over the last couple weeks.
The Brad bots must be thrilled. Brad Holmes taking a lot of heat in Detroit over the recent couple weeks because they feel like they didn't do enough on that offensive line, and they feel like they're basically throwing away a championship caliber team because they just did nothing, and they did nothing at the deadline as well. So it's almost like a Joe Bitonio trick where it's like, come on back, save me, and so we're not in a situation where we're just screwed.
Have you seen a picture of Frank Ragnow?
I know what he looks like, yes.
He looks a lot like Brennan Gulick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Brennan was like six foot four, 315 pounds. He looks so much like Gulick, is this like the lost Gulick brother? Because I got like 17 of them. We do love our Gulicks here, just so everybody's clear.
I'm Brennan Gulick.
I kind of see it. He kind of has my hair.
I'm Frank Ragnow.
So I'll say Ragnow's got better hair, worse hair than Gulick's got better hair than this.
He's going to love to hear that. That's a very nice thing.
The beard is what you're going for.
Yeah, it's the beard and then the facial structure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got that going for us. Frank Ragnow back in the NFL, just in time for Turkey Day. Gobble, gobble. Now, obviously one of the big storylines here from game balls. Why didn't Shador get one this week? Kevin not saying Shador's name in press conferences, all the many ways people have been tabulating and keeping tabs in the Stefanski and Shador relationship. Mm-hmm. Well, today, Shador, in his media availability, as is customary, the starting quarterback on Wednesday, he was asked about his relationship with Kevin Stefanski. There is not, we included the questions here because there's also a follow-up that kind of adds greater context to it.
Not from you, but all your supporters out there say that Kevin Stefanski was sabotaging you.
So you just want to start trouble, huh?
No, I want to ask you what your relationship with him is.
Yeah, well, what people do outside the building isn't really in my control. It's not in my power. So, yeah, like I go out there and tell him to do whatever. You know, that's not nothing I could control or nothing I could do. But overall, you know, I'm just happy to be here. Coach Stefanski been coaching since I got here. He's been doing a very great job, you know, with everything that's going on.
But what is your relationship like with him and when we don't see you guys together?
Definitely like a coach. You know, he tells me what I need to do on and off the field. We definitely grown. Our relationship and everything has grown. So I'm just thankful to be here.
All right. Jeff Shedell.
It was a good follow-up.
Good first question, good follow-up as well there. We love a good Shedelling on the show.
Well, so, but I thought it was important because I left wondering to myself, what do people want out of this relationship? Because if that answer is not enough for you, I don't know what will be. That's a head coach and a player relationship that they don't have to be best friends. And I think that that's where I'm getting a little confused at the dynamic, or at least what people want the dynamic to be.
Yeah, Shador should feel like this guy thought that Dylan Gabriel was a better quarterback than him. Like, that should stay in the back of your mind. Not suggesting that he thinks he's being sabotaged or anything either, but also the idea of like, all right, they did an evaluation. That evaluation came out of four different quarterbacks. They thought I was the fourth best. Like, that can't be erased in 30 seconds, or at least being given an opportunity to then start a game against the Raiders and now getting a chance to start in a game against the 49ers. So I'm left wondering, Nick, like, what is this relationship that people think it's supposed to be?
I mean, I think there is the textbook quarterback head coach tied at the hip kind of relationship. I think that's, I think we have, and I know it's not fair because I guess it would be more of a myth or a cliche, but there is Matt Stafford and Jared Goff doing tequila shots in Cabo together, and that's how they formed a quarterback partnership. It is...
You mean Sean McVay?
Which one did I say?
You said Matt Stafford and Jared Goff.
Him too. But yeah, Matt Stafford and Sean McVay in Cabo together, chilling out. It's Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy listfully staring into each other's eye, talking about Spider 2, why banana? Like, there is a cliche out there that,
sure, but
as of right now, that's not where that relationship
right,
is.
And the moment you go with Dylan Gabriel, I'm sorry, you're not going to have that relationship with Shador right off the bat. Like, that's going to, I feel like in my interpretation is that's going to take a little bit of time. I thought Shador did a nice job acknowledging the idea that, like, all right, yeah, he's like a coach to me. That's good. While also not saying anything of sorts of, like, I'm happy with how this has gone, or I think that this has gone the way that I would have done it in my head, and also, oh, what a great job he's done in coaching me up and doing this. Because I don't think Shador believes that.
Yeah, I don't. But I don't think Shador... But I do think allowing the sabotage thing to stay out there is something that benefits Shador and doesn't benefit the Browns. So I think that it was a place to cut off a narrative that doesn't really serve any purpose for Shador other than people continue to put him in a victim box, which I don't think helps him either.
No, that's a good point. Like, you're right. He could have easily just been like, no part of this is a sabotage. Stefanski and I are really close. He teaches me day in, day out. He could have gone that extra mile. Why do you think he didn't, though?
I mean, I think it's apparent. I do think he senses the difference between what Shador and Dylan have gotten. And I guess my response would be like, don't take that as an insult. Take that as an opportunity. Like, take that as an opportunity to win Stefanski over, because the NFL is full of guys like Stefanski who look at Shador and don't see what he can do. They look at him and think this is what he can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the guys to stay in the NFL for a decade or to be a starter in the NFL long term. You do have to win those guys over. They can't just be the enemy.
Yeah, no, I agree. I find it really interesting, though, that when given the opportunity there, that's the direction that he chose. And I don't blame him, by the way, for choosing that direction. Maybe that's just how I'm built or how I'm wired. Like, if I look at it like I got passed over X amount of times by somebody, you could be the person that gave me the opportunity at the end. I'm still going to remember the times that you didn't choose me, though.
So I want to be clear, because I'm not bashing Shador for this. I'm just pointing out there was a direction he could have taken this. But I also think it bears to kind of point to, there is how you feel publicly and how you feel privately. I think Dylan Gabriel, because of his standing in the organization, how much they believed in him, Dylan could have been a guy at any point that came out and he could have rocked the boat. He could have, because they believe, Kevin specifically believed him in such. I think there's more of a leeway you get there. Shador doesn't have that leeway yet. And so I think there's a bit of a missed opportunity for him to put this one to bed, because there's so many narratives. There are going to be so many pro-Shador narratives.
I don't know that he fully trusts Stefanski enough for that anyway. Like, we went off the show with the idea.
You don't have to trust him. You have to just try and better your situation best you can.
We went off the show with the idea that if just this week alone in the San Francisco game, if he doesn't hit a certain standard, he could lose his job based off of Stefanski's like and how much he enjoys Dylan Gabriel. Like, so if you go to bat in this moment for Shador, if Shador goes to bat for Stefanski, excuse me, and cuts down that narrative at the knees and says, no, he's had my back from day one. He's always been helping me out. He's always been doing this. Well, then if he removes the starter job from you a week from now, I mean, then it's just going to look really like it's solely on you and that's it.
Or it's going to look like you're a young quarterback that's still developing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Like, I agree that the way Shador has been treated is different than the way Dylan has been treated, and I think that's dumb. I think if both, like, I honestly, while I was watching the game on Sunday, all I could think to myself is, man, how much better would Shador be if you had put the effort, the focus, the development, right, the commitment into Shador the way you had Dylan.
Yeah.
I'll also say that when you don't come out and dispel, just take the easy win, right? Because that's the whole point with Shador, is on the field, take the easy wins when they're there, and then take your shots down the field.
I think we'll get there,
I do too. But I think this was an easy win for Shador that I think maybe is that thing that when you do it, even if it's not 100% true, or again, you're just playing the media game, there are benefits there that all of a sudden the Browns relax a little bit more of, like, oh, hey, they kind of covered us there. All right. Maybe that buys you a little more leeway and buys you a little bit more trust. And I just think, like, that was an easy win. It's not a big deal he didn't take it, but that was an easy win that if you just put that all the way to the bed, and even though you know in your heart of hearts what the truth is, maybe it starts to help you with whatever asinine fears, this boogie monster crap that people around the NFL have dreamed up with Shador.
I just don't think he believes it at this point, so that's why I didn't say it.
Yeah, you don't have to believe it.
That's why I think 3 or 4 weeks from now, if all of a sudden Shador goes and he wins the San Francisco game, wins the Titans game, and seems like he has a clear runway to have this thing for a while, if he does accomplish all those things, then I could see him coming back and saying, oh, you know what, maybe I didn't see their process, maybe I didn't see their vision, and maybe I do need to give him more credit for this, that, and the other. I just don't think he's there yet.
I think Shador at some point has to understand that it doesn't matter anything other than where you were drafted and the narrative about you in the NFL. It's not fair, but the NFL isn't fair. So the narrative on you is you're about yourself. The narrative on you is you fit out, you don't fit in. These are just some of the narratives out there. This is an opportunity. Like with Dylan. Dylan has to go outside his box to be better than he is, and he can't do it. Well, Shador has to conform a little bit to the box, and that's not just on the field. That's in moments like this. And again, I don't want to make it a criticism.
I know, but he couldn't do it, This is part of the discussion we need to have about it. Well, why couldn't he do it?
But you have to.
Well, but he couldn't. He couldn't because he didn't want to give any credit to Stefanski in that moment, and based off of how he's been treated, I don't blame him for it. I wouldn't be there yet, not after 1 week.
I just
wouldn't be personal.
You can have valid concerns about, I don't want to say how you were treated, but how you were brought along versus how Dylan was brought along, and still understand that's how the NFL works. And understand that Stefanski, I think, is part of the boys club that is bought into this narrative that everybody buys into, and they need to be... Like, you're not going to run all those guys out of the NFL. You're not. The only way you're going to do what you want to do, the goal, be the starter, be the man, be the franchise, is if you convert those guys.
I get what you're saying.
You convert more of them with Sugar than you do.
I get what you're saying.
Not that
this is the play the game advice, not the actual literal football game, but like in any office setting or anything like that, play the game. Kiss up to the certain people you need to kiss up to, you know, kiss the ring in some certain ways. Do that. I don't think Shador was ready for that with Stefanski, because I just think there was so much there that is built up. And I do wonder if he's not going to do it now. I do wonder. I said maybe 3-4 weeks down the line, maybe he'd start doing some of that. If maybe he saw some of that, more of that vision. But now thinking about it a little bit more in this discussion, I don't know that he's going to get there with Stefanski. I don't know that he will.
I think that's a really interesting point. I don't either, by the way. Just so we're clear, like, At some point, there are...
Like, Shador doesn't think that Stefanski made him in any sort of way.
No, and nor should he, by the way.
I don't think he should.
Like, he's gotten the bare minimum, and that's very...
I think he looks at it like Stefanski just stumbled into this, and Stefanski should be the one that is almost... If this goes the way that it just went last week and continues to go that way, Stefanski should look at them like, hey, you saved my bacon.
Well, but I also think Shador should understand that to learn the things he has to learn... And now we are talking back on the field... To learn the things that you have to learn, which is how to become a better pocket passer, that is where Kevin Stefanski is useful. Like, even if Kevin Stefanski is going to be here next year, even if there's distance between you and Stefanski, I'll be honest with you. I've worked for people I don't like. I've worked for people that I didn't trust. And every single person I've worked with is somebody I've learned something from.
Yeah.
Because that's the missive if you are Shador Sanders. Your job is not to like everybody. It's not to be best friends with everybody. It's not to believe that everyone's got your best interest in. No, it's the NFL. Very few people have your best interest. It's all about the organization or themselves in the NFL. That's how the NFL works. But you do a useful idiot is better than somebody who's on your side who just has no power in the game or nothing to give you.
Well, and yeah, and obviously, you know, I don't think Shador at the end of the day wants a bunch of bobbleheads around him either. You know, he doesn't need a bunch of yes men. He does need people that are going to teach him and be brutally honest with it. I just think it was a little bit too early. But you make a good point. You're right. In that moment, he could have easily he could have taken down the narrative. He could have easily washed Stefanski's hands clean of it all. And I think it's interesting that he didn't take that opportunity.
216-474-0092. What do you want? And what do people want out of Shador and Stefanski's relationship? More on this and Chuck and Jeff, you guys coming up as well in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.